Protesters in Kerrville said Wednesday that current staffing levels at the VA create risks to patient safety and a hazardous work environment. Cheryl Eliano is with the American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE, a federal employee union which represents around 250,000 workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Eliano's husband is a veteran, and she says his visits to the VA routinely take an entire day.
Whenever he goes to the VA, he goes to the VA at 7 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't get home till 4. And then there's two people working a desk where 30 people are in line. That doesn't make sense. They need to staff the VA. It's not the workers. It's the resources, the lack of resources.
The Kerrville VA Medical Center is currently short-staffed by 50 positions, according to organizers at the rally. Sandra Ashley has been a registered nurse with that facility for nearly 6 years. Recently, she's noticed that the facility has lost several nursing staff.
It takes a long time to replace them once they're gone. And I don't know what the holdup is, the process is, but yet we're still expected to deliver quality care. And when we're short-staffed, I feel like we fall short of that.
Ashley says she believes that the VA prefers to hire internally.
You know, I have seen many, many, many qualified nurses apply to positions who are veterans, and they're bypassed.
Some at the rally blamed the staffing holdups on what they see as a congressional push to privatize the VA. Catherine Gray is an organizer with the AFGE. She criticized the Veterans Choice Program, which allows veterans to seek medical care from private providers.
When we have Congress taking the money for staffing and pushing it into the Choice Program, it's not our department here in South Texas that is holding up the staffing. It's above.
Derek Crow, a congressional hopeful for Texas's 21st district, says that the VA and Congress need to put priority back on staffing.
There is a very clear tendency from conservative politicians to underfund public services and understaff them, and then use the performance of those agencies as a justification to privatize them so that their donors can make profits.
The AFGE plans to hold events nationwide to draw attention to the VA's staffing deficits. A San Antonio rally is expected in January. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.